Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're here with Justo, and we're going to talk about JRE cigars. We're hanging out in the CLE booth, but we really want to talk about the stuff with JRE. Tell us about it. I mean, it's new company. You guys have been around just a little while, and you've got three releases, so tell us about it.
Well, basically, JRE tobacco is Julio Rafael Iroa, which is our Christian and my dad. And my dad wanted to come out with something real special. You know, he specialized all the time in becoming the premier Corojo, authentic Corojo grower in the industry. And all of our products have the characteristic, which you'll see, the Aladino as his brand. That's his baby. Then Rancho Luna is my brand. And then we have Tatascan, which is a combination of getting the best cigar out there for every day, any time of the day cigar. So all of our tobaccos have Corojo blends. The only one that is 100% Corojo is the Aladino. Then you'll have the Rancho Luna, which will have a Corojo binder with filler and that's a combination of Corojo and Habano.
Okay.
Then I don't know if you want to move to the next booth,
yeah,
and we'll talk a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about Rancho Luna, though. The packaging on here is really, really nice.
Well, one of the things that we discussed with my dad, him and I have been trying to work together for the last 15 years. I've been in the beverage business, healthy beverage business, for many, many years. Water bottling company, and then I also worked also for Campbell Soup, managing the V8 business in Latin America. So, always in mass consumption.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things I told my dad, Dad, we have to be very appealing to the consumers, and at the same time, also have great price points. So our tobaccos are very accessible, and you get probably the best cigars out in the market with the best price points. So that also came into play into our designs. So Rancho Luna is you have the moon, and you have actually in Central America we don't have wolves, but it's a coyote. But and one of the things that happened when I was a young kid, very little, growing up in the farm. I grew up in the farm with my dad, and I worked with him all the time until 2000, working in the tobacco growing, leaf tobacco, not in the commercial side, sure, because I had a water bottling business going at the same time. So as a young kid, the only way I could go back in, because I used to go up early in the morning and help the guys milk the cows, yeah, and then I would get up on my horse and ride the whole day out on the horse, not even come back for lunch. So what they wanted me to do is that, the way to get me back is when the coyotes started howling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was time to
time
go
to
back.
Go.
Time to go. So basically that that's how the concept came out of Rancho Luna.
That's funny.
And like I said, we're very, very young looking, very professional looking in the brand. I think it's a brand that is going to do extremely well. Right now, where we have basically marketed, it is doing extremely well.
Nice. The
product is flying off. People like it. We have great feedback. So, and the same thing, we also team up with the retailers we become business partners.
Yeah.
One of the things that you always do in mass consumption, you need to team up with your retailers. We are very retailer friendly, and we're very accessible. We're always there to help them out and also to learn from them, because, since I might be old in the tobacco industry, but I'm new in the brick and mortar,
yeah,
cigar business. So I'm not a toddler. Christian is 20 years. I'm his older brother, but now I'm not even a toddler yet.
Yeah, it goes both ways. You guys,
yeah,
you're helping them. They're helping you, obviously. When did these hit the market?
Well, they hit the market last year in last year's IPCPR.
Okay.
And as a matter of focus, we're as a family business, we're all under the same umbrella, and we're under CLE. But for marketing and sales purposes and focus, like General Motors, you have Cadillac, GMC, and Chevrolet. We decided to branch out and have two sales and marketing teams so we could focus and do the right justice for each brand. So we can basically do different introduction packages, because he's already more established with the Aroa and CLE brand.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the Aladino. Tell me about that one.
Well, Aladino is baby. This is my dad's baby. This is his pride and joy. This is 100% Corojo, the original authentic Corojo. That's the real deal. You can see it almost look like honey. The color I call it the royal honey, and that's what makes this so special. If you look at the years 1947, 1961, This is basically when the Cuban cigars became what you call the iconic era of the Cuban cigars. And then you'll see there a Gordo, but that was kind of, I forced them into the Gordo because there's so much demand in the market. So we're kind of obligated to come out with a Gordo. But his biggest ring gauge was the Robusto, 50 gauge. So anyways, going back to that, it's very retro looking, very classic. And, you know, that era, he wants to represent. When you smoke one of the cigars, his ideas leave behind a legacy. That what you're smoking, the Aladino cigar, is basically a cigar from the past. The real Corojo, the real deal. And, you know, he does it with a lot of pride. Basically, I didn't have cigars for 6 months. People were asking for the cigars. People want the cigar. But it says, my wrapper isn't ready. Oh, wow. Now, the wrapper is ready.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's why it looks beautiful.
Yeah, the demand is there, but if the cigars aren't ready, they're not ready, right?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that will distinguish, my dad. My dad is very perfectionist.
Absolutely.
And he's very passionate about having the right product out into the market. When he manufactures something, if it's not right, I have seen him burn, just throw away a lot of tobacco that he doesn't think is ready.
Yeah.
If the raw material is not ready, you can't rush raw materials. You got to go through a proper aging process. And that's what differentiates us as the Roa family. We age tobacco properly, so that way when the consumer gets it, you know, he's not going to have a bite, he's not going to have that, and you're going to have all the right flavors and aroma into your cigars.
Awesome. Well, the cigar looks great. I like the artwork, too. Is that artwork of someone special, or do we know?
Well, I will save that as a trade secret.
Okay.
I
mean, okay. Maybe it is. Who knows?
Maybe it isn't.
Okay, so now we're on more of an everyday style with the Tatascan, correct?
Everyday style. This is one of the, like I already told you, we design our products and build them for the consumer. So, and the price points from Tatascan are between $5 and $8 retail, suggested by MSRP. And basically, they come in Habano, and they also come in Connecticut. And these have a sweet tip on them.
Oh.
So they're going to be, this is a medium blend cigar. And it also has got the Corojo binder and also has got Corojo and Habano mixer with, like I said before, Habano and Connecticut wrapper.
Awesome.
This is an everyday cigar, morning, afternoon. This is probably, this is one of the cigars that probably everybody is going to want to have and carry and, you know, take to golfing, you know, and four sizes, Robusto, Toro, Grand Churchill, and Gordo. You can see all our selection of all the capabilities that we have as a manufacturer, but we have focused on the 9 out of 10 cigars that are sold in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with something like this, keep it simple, right? I mean, you find those core lines and you've got it all covered, and you even got the Gordo in there.
Exactly. I'm appealing to the mass consumption, and people love it, and it's simple. And the same thing with Rancho Luna, and then when you look at our core line in Aladino, even though we have 12, 13 sizes, we even have a 48x9, which is called, my dad called it the patent. And I can show you, I'll show you in a second. But basically what you're doing is keeping it simple there's limited shelf space in a lot of the retail stores. And we want to make this to be very simple for them. I don't want to complicate things for the
straightforward.
Retail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that was awesome. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you for
safe
bringing
trip
us
home.
On board.
Yeah, wow, safe trip home. We do have to fly home, right?
Yeah, we do have to fly
home. We have to go home?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. All right. Guys, you got to check out JRE Cigars, and thanks for checking out all the IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.